Foundation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I expected to bring you something today, but Mr. McFeely didn't deliver it to me soon enough, so I just don't have it here. That's why I was looking out of the window to see if he might be coming. Why don't we go outside and wait for him on the porch? Because I don't think he should be too much longer. Sometimes it's fun to wait, because you can think about things. Just take a little time. But sometimes it's not fun to wait. Especially when you've been wanting to show somebody something the way I've been wanting to show you something. Oh, there he is.
Speed delivery, or not so speed delivery today. The costume shop was closed, but now it's open and I have your delivery.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely. This is what I wanted to show my friends. The clown mask. I'll just put it on.
Okay.
Right? Now, you remember, I'll be right underneath you. What do you think? You know who's here?
There's another part here. Do you want me to put it on for you?
Or is that the wig?
That's the wig.
Okay.
Here we go. I'll just put it up there.
Go. Oh, that's a fuzzy wig. See, I'm under there. Yep. It's just what I wanted, Mr. McFeely.
Well, fine. I have
Thank
more deliveries.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you.
Bye-bye. Just go on inside like this. How do you do? How do you do? When you see somebody in a false face, you know that there's somebody underneath that face. Because sometimes people get scared when they see false faces. I'm gonna get the trolley. Let's make believe that this is the day that the clown delivery service brings the electric plane car to the king and queen. And also, let's find out what new things Corny's making at his factory. Ready for the neighborhood of make-believe? Okay, trolley. Neighborhood of make-believe.
There.
Chef Pocket, Lady Elaine.
Oh, where are you going?
To the factory.
To the factory? Whose factory?
Why, Cornflake Especially's factory. That's the only one in the neighborhood, isn't it?
And never knew when someone might start something new.
That's right, of course.
In fact, I think Corny's starting something new, and I don't happen to know what it is.
Well, that's true, and I'm here to help him put the finishing touches on it right now.
Oh, well, you're just the person I'd like to talk with, Chef Brockett. I just knew this would be my lucky day.
I'm afraid I need to get right over there.
Oh, but what is it that you have in your bowl?
Oh, this is orchid whip.
What's that for?
To hold things together.
Come along, Brockett. You know I'm dying to find out what Corny's up to, and you can tell me, so do it.
I'm not allowed to tell.
Who says?
Well, Corny wants it to be a surprise.
Oh, just one hint.
All right, just one. It's for rocking chairs that you don't sit on. See you later.
A rocking chairs you don't... wait a minute, Chef Brockett. Do you stand on them? Oh, he's already inside the factory. Nuts! Rocking chairs you don't sit on. Guess I'll just have to keep on looking. Wonder who that is over at the castle with Prince Tuesday. Looks like a clown to me.
Do you always wear a happy-looking face?
Yes, that's my job. A clown delivery service delivers planes, or cars, or t-shirts in a happy clown costume.
Happy clown. Are you really happy behind that happy-looking face?
Well, no, not really, but it doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
The king and queen are very lucky to have you for a son, Prince Tuesday. Ms. Gray told me you were a special child.
Do you have any children?
Well, I do, but I don't get to see them very much.
Why not?
Well, because I'm divorced, and they live most of the time with their mother.
My mother and dad get angry with each other.
You can tell?
Sure.
You mean they don't wear false faces?
No, they just quarrel. But they didn't get a divorce.
Well, you're lucky that you have parents who are truthful with each other.
Sometimes my dad gets his way, and sometimes my mom gets her way.
Well, people have different ways of solving problems, because everybody's different.
Well, well, when are you going to unwrap that thing?
Not till the king and queen come.
Oh, I'm tired of waiting for things. All I've done all week is wait.
Oh, it's hard to wait, isn't it?
It sure is. Say, you look like a clown, everything but your face.
Well, that's because I work for the clown delivery service. But I'm a real person underneath.
He has children that he doesn't get to see very much.
Where are they hiding?
Oh, they're not hiding, Lady Elaine. They live with their mother in a different city.
Divorce, huh?
Mm-hmm. But sometimes they fly in an airplane and come to visit me, and sometimes I go to see them.
But it's not the same as living with them, is it?
Oh, no, it sure isn't. And there are some times when I miss them so much that, well, I cry.
But you're supposed to be a happy clown.
I know, that's my job, but when I'm not working, I have a lot of time to think.
Oh, here comes Aberlin.
Aunt Sarah and Uncle Friday are almost ready.
Well, it's about time.
You look different.
Oh, I took off my clown costume.
He doesn't need to wear it here.
That's for sure. You can be whoever you feel comfortable being in this neighborhood.
Well, I'm feeling very comfortable being myself.
That's the best.
Welcome at this momentous occasion.
I like your suit, Daddy.
Plain car clothes, son. Your mother got them for me.
Yes, and your daddy got me mine. What a coincidence.
You two seem very happy today.
Well, we are, son. We worked through another quarrel in our lives.
Made some compromises, and now we're going to see what the outcome is.
Yes. Now, where is the clown from the clown delivery service?
Here I am, sire.
Oh, well, you don't look like a clown to me.
We think he looks better as himself, Uncle Friday.
But what about the children? Prince Tuesday, don't you want to see the clown?
I already did, Daddy. And when I got to know him, I liked him better without his funny face.
You liked his real face, son?
Yes, I did.
Well, I'm proud of you. Now, will you kindly unwrap the vehicle?
Oh, gladly, sire, with Lady Aberlin's help.
Naturally.
About time, all this talk. Look, oh, it's just beautiful.
Yes, it's a
It's a beautiful car, but what about the plane? Where are the wings for this plane car?
Right here, Your Majesty.
How did you do that?
By this remote control box, which also allows one to be your castle-based pilot.
I see. And it doesn't use any gasoline at all?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Well, here we are. Come on in, Chef Brockett. Hi.
Welcome, Chef Brockett and Cornflake, especially.
Okay, friends, what have you been making with that new machine?
Just a minute, Lady Elaine. I've got to see that beautiful machine. It sure is beautiful craftsmanship. Congratulations, royal family and all.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Pesley. You are welcome to use that plane any time.
And what is your surprise, Corny?
Well, our surprise is some rocking chairs that you don't sit on.
Rocking chairs that you don't sit on?
That's right. Show them, Chef Rocket.
They're pretzel rocking chairs.
Yeah, pretzel rocking chairs. They're rocking chairs that you can eat.
Oh, well, now that's something I'd never have guessed.
What a surprise.
How did anybody expect me to guess that? Eat a rocking chair. What a far-out neighborhood this is. Well, here's your container. I promised you'd get it when I found out. There you go.
Why, isn't that something?
Oh, we trust there will always be creative ideas around every corner here.
I forgot to put my false face back on.
A new false face is needed here, Mr. Aberclown. When you're sad, you may show it. When you're glad, you may show it, too.
We're very glad you came here.
I am, too. Let's talk some more sometime, okay?
Okay.
Now you are welcome at this castle anytime. Suppose we take our first ride in the electric plane now.
Well, I've got orders that I've got to be working on. Would you help me, Chef Brockett?
Sure will.
Well, I will, too. Come along.
Okay, have a good ride, everybody. See you now.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Here we go, Tuesday.
Yes, we'll see you in the plane Tuesday. Come along, Sarah.
My, won't this be exciting? Oh, isn't this lovely?
Oh, it's wonderful.
It is excellent. It's
goggles on, seatbelt fastened.
Oh, yes,
mine. Okay, here we go.
Oh, it's lovely. Thank you.
Hold tight, Tuesday.
Oh, this is a perfectly beautiful ride.
Oh, I think so, too.
There's the platypus man and Daddy's car.
Hello, Daniel. Hello.
Oh, we're turning.
Oh, yes, turning around.
Here you go.
My, he flies this plane so well, doesn't he?
Oh, I'm just thrilled with this. And to think we're using no gasoline at all, Sarah. Oh,
yes, it was a wonderful compromise.
What a thing to imagine. An electric plane car with a remote control pilot who doesn't have to wear his false face in make-believe. It feels so much better to be able to show your own real face. When you smile, it's important to mean the smile. And when you're angry or sad, it's important to say why you're angry or sad. Then people can begin to understand how you feel. Of course, that kind of plane that we were thinking about in the neighborhood of make-believe is just pretend. But I'd like to show you a real airport and a real airplane and some of the things inside a real plane. I know a pilot who told me it would be all right to come today. If you've been on an airplane before, you can remember what it was like. And if you've never been on a plane, then this will be something new for you to see. Let's just go to the airport now. me. I'm looking for Captain Ron Sessa.
The captain is on the airplane. You want to follow me and I'll show you where to go.
Oh, he's in here? Good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's straight down the hall.
Okay. This is a long hallway.
Fred.
Hey, Ron.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, come in. Have a seat. Good to see you.
My television neighbor to see the inside of an airplane.
Well, we can show them.
It's mighty complicated up here where you drive.
Well, not so much as it looks.
What are all these dials for?
Well, these are our flight instruments.
Uh-huh.
For instance, a lot may recognize the blue sky and the ground on what we call our artificial horizon. And when we fly in the clouds, this tells us what our position is. These are all for the engines. Tell us about how the engines are running. Tells us how much fuel we have. And really, the other instruments over here are the same as over here. This is for the captain.
This looks like a steering wheel.
Yes, yes, that's the wheel we use in flight. And if you pull back, it is how we go up.
Oh, that pulls the plane up.
And when we push forward, it makes it go down. We steer the airplane on the ground with a steering wheel here. And very much like an automobile, The brakes are on the pedals down below.
Can you put your feet on them?
Oh, sure, sure.
I mean, those are brakes.
Yes,
there.
When we press on them, those are the brakes.
I see.
And this is like the gas pedal in a car. These are our throttles for the engine.
But I suppose all of these dials and all of these things are to help you keep people safe. Is that right?
Absolutely. Everything in the airplane is designed for safety, and pilots and their experience are all for safety of flight.
Are children ever allowed up to see these things?
Occasionally on the ground, they're permitted to come up in the cockpit, but I think they would spend most of their time in the back. And Debbie, our flight attendant, is back there. Let me introduce you to her, and let's go back and take a look back there.
I'd like to. A lot of seats here. All these colors. Gee, this is beautiful.
Hi, Deb.
Hi.
I'd like you to meet my friend Fred Rogers.
Oh, hi, Mr. Rogers.
How do you do, Deb?
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
We've had Fred up front looking around and thought his friends might be interested in what goes on back here.
Oh, great.
Fred,
sure.
I've got a few things to do. I'm going to run along.
Thanks
for
Ron.
Stopping by.
Bye, Ron.
Appreciate it.
Well, the first thing we do, we have a seat. And I think you should sit here, Mr. Rogers, in 10C. Why don't we...
10C. Does each seat have a number and a letter?
Yes. Uh-huh. And then we have to fasten our seat belts.
Right.
Okay. Slip the flat metal end into the buckle. That's it. Pull it snug. That's good.
Now, I guess the way you get it out is to lift that up, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. Mm-hmm. But it's a good idea to leave your seatbelt fastened when you're seated in flight, just for your safety.
Okay.
This is a tray table. You take this down when you're going to have your meals.
And I guess if you bring your own crayons and paper, you could color on here, too.
Sure. Ooh.
That's tough to
put. It is. If you ever have problems and you need assistance, just pull this button. Uh-huh. That lets me know that you need me.
I see. Mm-hmm. What about this one?
That's a reading light. Push it up. There you go.
I see. That's for my seat.
Uh-huh.
That's for the middle seat.
Uh-huh.
And that's for the one near the window, I guess.
And if you'd like some fresh air, this is your fresh air vent. You simply twist it open and fresh air comes down.
That feels good.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
And if you like to rest, your seat does recline. You just press this button here.
This one?
On pushback. Isn't that comfortable?
Oh, very.
I'll get you a pillow and blanket.
Right.
your head a little bit. Okay. A lot of people sleep on airplanes. It's relaxing.
That feels good.
Good.
What if you have to go to the bathroom while you're up in the air?
Oh, would you like to see our bathrooms? They're in the back.
Yes, I'd like to show my friends the bathroom.
Okay. Right this way. There's one on each side.
Go in and show them.
Oh, sure.
Now, this is the toilet here. And this is the toilet paper. I'll show you how that goes. And you reach up here to flush it. See this? Press that. And that flushes it. And over here is the soap and the water. And here's a towel, paper towel. Wipe your hands off. And this is where the paper towel goes, down in there. When you flush the toilet and drain the sink, where does all of that go?
Oh, that goes in a large receptacle underneath the aircraft. And then when the plane lands, it's all emptied.
I see. Uh-huh. I suppose there are a lot of families that travel together, aren't there?
Yes, there are. But there are some children that travel alone. We give them special buttons to wear on their chest. And we always know their name and who's going to pick them up at the airport.
Good.
We enjoy having children that travel alone. We care about them, and we want to help them as much as we can.
You don't mind them to ask for your help?
No, we love it.
Now, you talked about food. Is this where you keep the food?
Yes, this is where we keep the meals. Just step right in here. Depending on what time of day it is, we'll serve a snack, a sandwich, or something. And sometimes we serve little snacks in a box. And this is what they look like.
Oh, there's a sandwich.
Huh?
And that's a fruit cup?
Yes.
That's some kind of a bar?
Uh-huh. If it's morning, we'll serve breakfast with orange juice and eggs. Sometimes we serve different things. And at dinner, you'll have a hot meal, too.
Some of it's like home, isn't it?
Yes, some of it's like home, and then some of it isn't like home. But we try to make everybody feel comfortable.
Well, I wanted my friends to see the inside of a plane and some of the people who helped make it go, and I thank you, Debbie.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope you come back and see us again soon.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Some of it's like home, and some of it's very different. But the people on airplanes want to keep you safe, and they want to help you have a good trip. So it's very important, if you need help, just to ask for it. Sometimes people don't know when you need help with something, and they're usually glad for you to ask for it. What if I were very, very sad, and all I did was smile? I wonder after a while what might become of my sadness. What if I were very, very angry and all I did was sit and never think about it? What might become of my anger? Where would they go and what would they do if I couldn't let them out? Maybe I'd fall, maybe get sick or doubt. But what if I could know the truth and say just how I feel? I think I'd learn a lot that's real about freedom. I'm learning to sing a sad song when I'm sad. I'm learning to say I'm angry when I'm very mad. I'm learning to shout, I'm getting it out, I'm happy learning exactly how I feel inside of me. I'm learning to know the truth. I'm learning to tell the truth. Discovering truth will make me free. When I was a little boy, sometimes I had worries that I didn't know how to tell my mom or dad. But my grandmother sometimes knew I was worried, even when I didn't say so. And I'd really feel glad when she'd mention it to me. I remember worrying and playing about divorce one time. Divorce is something about grown-ups, but it's natural for children to worry about it because they love and they need both their mom and dad. It's a good feeling for me just to be able to talk with you about such things. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new and I'll have more ideas for you and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day and each week a special one. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.